Introduction. Have you ever felt helpless and trapped by circumstances beyond your control, and no matter how hard you struggle, things never seem to go your way? Even when you finally have your ducks in a row, something unforeseen happens that puts a halt to your lucky streak. It is as if an unexplained force is often working against you. There may be times where you feel frustrated, angry, and depressed, yet not knowing what or whom is to blame for your misfortunes. You may also notice, perhaps with a tinge of envy, some people seem to be so blessed that love, success, and abundance flow to them easily. The truth is you are not a hapless victim of ill fate or some sort of curse, nor are you predestined for a life of suffering. Everything that you had experienced in life that caused you to arrive at your present situation has to do with the workings of karma. While the concept of karma originated from Hinduism and is prevalent in many Eastern spirituality, the principle of good begets good and bad begets bad is not at all unheard of, even to the not-so-spiritual. There is the old adage, what goes around comes around, what goes up must come down. Based on this simple principle, our present situation is the consequence of accumulated past deeds, both good and bad. In other words, we are all responsible for our happiness and miseries, for it is our past intentions, thoughts, deeds, and actions that put us where we are at the present. Karma is inescapable. If you are not rewarded for the good they do or pay for the bad in this lifetime, the sum of their deeds will carry over to the next incarnation. So, if you constantly feel like the good things in life, love, material comfort, and peace keeps on eluding you, or despite your best efforts and intentions, you could be paying for bad karma from past lifetimes. It may not seem fair that you are made to pay for something you have no memory of, but all hope is not lost, though. If you are capable of accumulating karmic debts, you are just as capable of paying them off, so that they no longer have a hold on your life. In order to do that, you need to first make the conscious choice that you intend to clear yourself of karmic debt and be free of its bonds. In this guide, you will gain a better understanding of karmic laws and how they cast an influence over our lives. With that knowledge, you will have a better understanding of the circumstances and events in the present that were built from your karmic blueprint. You will then learn how to gradually heal your karma, preventing past deeds from affecting your future, and take back the reins of your destiny. At the end of each chapter, you will find a simple exercise in mindfulness to help you grasp everything learned. Although the techniques outlined have their basis in Buddhism, one does not have to be of a certain faith to practice them, nor do you need to concern yourself with complex religious philosophy. These are practical guidelines for anyone from every walk of life who wish to incorporate a spiritual element into their daily lives. While our karma does have a hand in determining how our destinies unfold, remember that no future is set in stone. No matter what your current circumstances may be, you can always draw on the lesson of the past and create a better future.